On this episode, one factor in translating edging into better sex.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you guys being a part of this tribe. We're going to talk about edging. In particular, we're going to talk about one aspect of edging that can make a big difference in how well that edging translates into having better sex. Before we do that, we need to make sure we're all on the same page when I talk about edging. What am I talking about? I'm basically talking about the old way of masturbating versus the new way. All right, the old way is porn. It's ejaculating at the end. It's being disconnected along the way, right? It disconnects you from self, gets you lost in the screen, in the visuals, in the fantasy. The new way is without porn. It is without ejaculating at the end so that you can retain and build and harness that energy. And it's being mindful and aware along the way, where instead of being lost and disconnected in these external stimulus, you are aware of what's happening in your own body. You're connected with what's happening within you. And when we switch from the old way of masturbating to the new way, everything changes. The old way drags you down. It screws up your erections. It screws up your sex life. It screws up your mind and your spirit. It drags you down energetically. It drags down your confidence, creates shame, guilt. In general, it sucks. Except for the 3 seconds that it feels good when you get lost in that moment of it feeling good. Otherwise, it totally sucks and it drags your life down. On the contrary, the new way lifts you up. It empowers you. It energizes you. It builds your confidence. It builds your sex drive. It improves your erections. It lifts up and empowers your life in a lot of ways. So the new way is a lot better. One of the ways that the new way of masturbating will help you is, yes, it can definitely help you have better sex in a number of different ways. It'll help you have better stamina. It will help you have better erections. It will help you be more connected with the sexual energy inside of you and therefore also be more able to connect with the sexual energy inside of your partner. And in general, make the whole experience better. It does depend on how we edge. So even if we're edging the new way in terms of the fundamentals, meaning no porn, meaning you're not ejaculating at the end, meaning you're practicing awareness along the way, even if we are masturbating in that new way, there are still variables that affect how well that will actually translate into having better sex. Because it does require some adjustment. It requires being able to take those things, take those practices, those ways of being, that mind-body control and awareness and all the different factors in that. It takes being able to translate those from edging into having sex, which is a slightly different situation. Obviously, it's basically like, can you take what you're practicing when you're alone shooting around in the gym? Can you take that into a game? Is really kind of what it boils down to. Now, the more you practice, the more you're going to be able to take it into the game. But it does depend on how you do it. And there's one aspect of this that I wanted to briefly highlight today. Now, there's various things that we can do when we're edging and nuances and ways of practicing edging and techniques that can translate into sex in different ways. But there's one that I wanted to kind of highlight that I think a lot of guys are missing out on. And that is this. Especially when guys are caught up in the old way of masturbating, right? Most often, not always, but most often, that ends up being this very simple, repetitive kind of stimulation, meaning you're using the same hand, you're stroking or stimulating in the same way, and it becomes this very kind of mindless, repetitive thing. Again, it's not the case with every single guy, but that's pretty common, pretty widespread. And I think that's something that a lot of guys pick up as youth, right? We're not in a mindful sort of thinking our way through things kind of mode when we start masturbating at a young age. And at that time is when a lot of guys pick up a lot of the habits that carry with them for a number of years. One of those habits is in how they stimulate. So here's the problem. If you're, for example, only stimulating with one hand and it's always underhand, for example, let's just say sort of the stereotypical, you're using your right hand, it's underhand, kind of the like normal stereotypical way. That is only stimulating certain parts of your penis. It's only stimulating it in certain ways. So there's some aspects to this, like, okay, yeah, adjusting the speed. And that's one thing that a lot of guys will get in, especially when they get deep in the porn rabbit hole and it starts to affect their erections. They'll get in this like death grip, stroking super fast, super hard. And that obviously is a problem. So there's things we can pay attention to in general in terms of how we're stimulating as far as speed. But one of those is literally what aspects of the penis are you stimulating? So if we think about the top, the bottom, the left side, the right side, the head, the base, the different actual aspects of your penis, how much of those are actually getting stimulated when you edge? The problem comes when you're only stimulating a limited set of that. For example, if you're in that right hand underhand mode, what's probably happening is you're primarily stimulating the right side and kind of the underside. And the top and the left, not really getting any stimulation or getting very little. And definitely not nearly as much as the other side. So this can cause problems in a couple of ways. One is that it trains your body to expect a certain kind of stimulation. That is a problem because in the course of having sex, you're going to have different kinds of stimulation. Depending on the position that you're in and what you're doing, you might be thrusting really hard and fast. You might be really slow or still even. We want to be able to connect, to maintain an erection, to maintain arousal control, all those things in a variety of different positions and types of stimulation. So if your body is training essentially through your edging practice to only stimulate in a certain way and certain parts of your penis, it's going to cause a problem when you're not bringing what it expects. The other side to that is when you're not getting the kind of stimulation that you expect, it is much more likely to take you over the edge. So if you're practicing where, again, you're only stimulating, let's say, the right side and the bottom primarily. Now, yes, you might touch other parts, but if you really pay attention to what is getting the most stimulation, if you're in that sort of right hand, underhand kind of setup, it's the right side and it's the underside, and the left and the top are getting hardly any stimulation at all. So what will happen is that then you start having sex and that left side and the top are getting tons of stimulation because it's 360 degrees. And because that left side and the top are not used to that stimulation, it's like, holy shit. And it takes you over the edge way faster. So if you have experienced what a lot of guys have experienced, where you have much better control when you're edging, maybe you have really good control when you're edging, and then you go to have sex and it, not so much. Now, again, there's a variety of factors that can come into play there. Your mind and your psychology and all of that can definitely come into play, and your breathing and what's going on with your partner. And there's lots of things that can come into play with that. But pay attention to this, because it can actually make a pretty big difference. Again, one of the reasons that we are practicing edging is literally to practice, to get our body used to that stimulation, not only for the benefits that it brings, but so you can also have the best sex possible. So if you really have aspects of your penis that you're not stimulating at all, those are not getting any practice. And the same thing is essentially going to happen as what would happen if you're not edging or doing anything at all. If you have a girlfriend, for example, and you only see each other once or twice a month, which I've talked to lots of guys, that's the case. Maybe it's a long distance relationship or, you know, whatever's going on, right? Let's say, just as an example, you're having sex once or twice a month. And what some guys will do is they'll think, oh, I need to go, you know, no-fap hard mode and retain and not do anything when we're not having sex. And then when they go to have sex, it's so new, essentially, because they haven't been practicing, that they have no control and it's not a good sexual experience. So by practicing edging, you get your body and your penis and your mind and all those things used to that stimulation. So then you can translate that into having awesome sex with a partner. But again, if you're only stimulating part of your penis, then only that part is actually getting practice. So pay attention to this next time you're edging, or in the coming days in your edging practice, pay attention to how you're stimulating and start to switch it up. If you're not already edging in a number of different ways, then start edging in different ways, because that's really the only way to do this. So use the other hand, try overhand versus underhand, stimulate in different ways so that you can stimulate different aspects of your penis. And not only will that make it a better experience in terms of the edging itself, but it will definitely translate into having better sex. Hope that makes sense. Let me know if you have questions, feedback. Shoot me a text, 801-742-1439. Sending you guys all my best. I'm about to go get training session number 2 in for today. I've been finding that I get much better results with less stress hormone response when I split my training from one longer session into 2 shorter sessions. So I would often previously train for an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours with all the different things combined. Not every day. A lot of days it was shorter than that. But what I found is that if I split it into 2 sessions that are about 45 minutes, I get the best results and definitely the best hormonal response. I've mentioned this previously on the podcast, is that once you train with any kind of intensity, once you go beyond about 45 minutes, you start to have the opposite hormonal effect of what we want to have, which is we want to get a testosterone androgen boost from that workout, and we want it to lower cortisol, because those have very much kind of an inverse relationship. The higher your stress is, the lower your testosterone is going to be. Cortisol is our main stress hormone, so cortisol and testosterone kind of have this inverse relationship. If you train beyond 45 minutes or an hour with any intensity, and again, there's some normal variation between people, but about 45 minutes to an hour, if you're training beyond that length of time, you're going to come out of that training session with the opposite, where testosterone will go down and cortisol will go up. So anyway, I've been finding better results from splitting it up into 2 training sessions. About to go get that second one. Go out there, get after it, keep moving forward with all of the habits that I know that you guys are working on, implementing and dialing in and getting more consistent with. Keep doing the inner work, keep taking some kind of step, one step after the other, to keep growing, keep getting better. That's what I'm doing. I'm working on getting better, one brick at a time. That is how the castle is built. Sending you guys all my best. Have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.